409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Again, I'd like to remind people out there about mufflers. The loud mufflers doesn't mean it is flowing the exhaust. In fact, the facts and the tests show that the loud mufflers flow less exhaust than the quiet one. We'll figure that. The loud mufflers, like one of the brands is Flowmaster, does not flow as much exhaust as the quiet one made by Walker Muffler. Walker Mufflers have the best flowing number one muffler in the nation. And it's not loud. How that is done, I don't know. But if you get the muffler and you look through the pipe, in and out, it goes right through. But it's not loud. It's not loud like the glass pack mufflers long ago in the 50s and 60s. Yet, this muffler here, made by Walker, flows more exhaust than the straight through glass back mufflers of before. Unreal. Tests show. So, before you go ahead and change your mufflers to those that you think is flowing more exhaust, check it out. The Walker muffler. They have, I forgot what they call it, but it is the highest flowing muffler in the nation. Okay? Electronic rust proofing is recommended for all cars. Even if you have rust already, it will prevent more rust from happening. So highly recommended to install the electronic rust proofer. Okay? It does work. I've tested it over and over. And it does work. Unbelievable. How it works, I don't know. But I tested it on a piece of metal. Hooked it up to the piece of metal. Left it out in the rain. The metal did not rust at all. As soon as I unhooked the electronic rust proofer, the next day, it was turning brown. How is that? Unbelievable. Okay, so anyway, I have some recommendations, and the recommendations I want to make is for you, the people, to stop safety check. Like I said before, it is not being done right. It is not being enforced. And if they were to do it right, they're going to jack up the price. The $20 or $25 that you spend or pay for the safety check does not go to the city or the state. It's for a mechanic doing the safety check. The safety check system is liked by the shops because it's a hustle. They can hustle you for jobs to be done on your car. Okay? A lot of them was not necessary. So, for your safety, for your savings, get rid of safety check. Okay? And on the safety sticker, they have the VIN number, which is a big issue on making another key. They can make another key with the VIN number. So, by all means, we don't need it. Get rid of it. I think there's about 40 states that don't require safety check anymore. Okay? So, anyway, drivers are driving worse and worse, as you notice. There's less and less aloha on the road. Everybody's yelling out the windows and tooting the horns and everything. That's not how Hawaii was before. Why? Because of money. Living in Hawaii becoming harder and harder and costing more and more. Everything's going up. What's bringing it up? It's your government, your politicians. They're spending money more and more and raising the taxes, and there's no benefits to the people. Like the mayor said, you vote for him and get him in office, he will fix all the potholes. Right. How many of you saw no potholes? There's more and more potholes and not being fixed. I was just up in Vegas, place I don't want to be, but for the SEMA show, and you know, I noticed there was no potholes. None. How is that? They have more cars there than here, but there's no potholes. And there's no safety check. Okay? And everything is a lot cheaper living there than here. Loaf of bread, dollar half. No way, Jose. Not in Hawaii. Okay, so anyway. I have some recommendations on products that I recommend highly to use on your car. Like if you have to have your windows tinted, Protent Hawaii. Protent's reasonable. And he has a special clear one, clear film for the windshield, okay, that cuts out heat better than the dark tint. Okay, Protent Hawaii's number is 341-9798. 341-9798. And if you have a legal issue or you want to, you know, contest the accident that you had, somebody got injured, I highly recommend to have the car checked. And the area that the car got into an accident, checked. Because it could have been a lot of things like potholes or defective tire, brake, or whatever. The person I recommend calling, and he is good, is this attorney, Michael Green. Michael Green is really good. Highly recommend him. His number is 521-3336. 521-3336. And he worked on contingency. So if you don't win the case, you don't pay him nothing. So give him a call. If you have a ding on the door or any kind of body work to be done, there's a way to take the ding out or the, you know, a little dent on your door. And that company is Easy Dent. He removes the dent without painting and is very reasonable. Call Tony at Easy Dent. 306-3053. 306-3053. Okay? Now's the rainy season, so highly, highly recommended to put Rain X on your windows, especially the windshield. Rain X repels the water. The water bounces off and doesn't stick on the glass. So it's very easy for your wipers to wipe. And also when you have it on the door glass, back glass, the water just runs off. Easier to see out. very safe. Okay? If you have any questions, give us a call at 808-888-5204. 888-5204. I know the phone number sounds funny, 888. Sounds like a 800 number that you're calling long distance. But no, we're right here in Chinatown. But anyway, the other announcement I like to make, I don't like to make it, but it's been rough. And time for us to say aloha. This month, December, will be the last month for Hawaiian Automotive 101. Been on the air for a long, long time. And sad to say that we need to leave. It's just unaffordable to pay for the shows. So, like I said, I enjoyed doing the show and helping you, the people. But times are hard. And we have to say aloha after the last Saturday of the month. That would be the Saturday before New Year's. So if you need to call and ask questions, now is the time. Because not many Saturdays left in December. Okay? So it was fun helping you, the people of Hawaii. Anyway, give us a call at 808-888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? So, what are the projects I know would have helped our economy, even with these high taxes and all that, was the ethanol project. There's a lot of false information out there about ethanol, about how it corrodes. It doesn't corrode. I have a plastic bottle with ethanol in it for how many years, with aluminum, steel, fiberglass, rubber hose, everything, and it doesn't get destroyed. There's no rust. No corrosion. 100% pure ethanol. Now, the ethanol is not the cause of corrosion and damage to your car's weed whacker or whatever. It's not. What is causing it, and I cannot prove it, but I know it's in there, is methanol. Methanol is highly corrosive, damages rubber hoses, fiberglass, everything, plastic. But methanol cannot mix with gasoline. They tried it years ago and called it gasohol. You remember back then? It was methanol and gasoline. It would not mix. But if you mix ethanol with methanol, the two different alcohols, they're completely different, okay? Then it will mix with gasoline. You gotta think, people. The oil companies were booted out of Brazil way back in 1955. They learned a good lesson from that. And do you think they want ethanol to kick them out of the world?
Oui. So you're saying that ethanol and methanol mix together?
Yes, they will mix. They're both alcohols. Although you cannot drink methanol, but you can drink ethanol. Ethanol is what vodka is made from.
So you're suspecting that's what they're adding to the gas?
Has to be. It has to be. Because my test with ethanol in the bottle doesn't damage anything.
Because before, you know, when they had that gasohol or something.
Yep. It would
destroy rubber parts, right?
Right. That was methanol.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't mix with gasoline. Okay? But they mixed it. And it damaged. So, you know, if we took this whole case to court, and I present my proof with a plastic bottle and ethanol, and I have another bottle with methanol in it, and it damages. Those who used methanol in racing, in drag racing and motorsport, no, they cannot leave the methanol in the tank. They have to flush it all out, clean it out. But whereas with ethanol, no problem. You can leave it in there. Nothing happens. Okay? So, an ethanol project for Hawaii. I gotta bring it up later. We gotta go to break already.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. She's real fine, my boy.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, now that we're back rolling, we can go to Rolling Bob.
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. Well, end of an era, as they say.
Yep.
But one of the good news is, how am I talking here? We'll still keep the website up so people can always go in and, listen to the previous shows. Think we got, 7 years worth?
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Yeah, and then, they can always email you for advice.
Yep.
So, I know it's sad, but it's not over till it's over.
Yep.
So, I think I'm just going to leave it right there. Let Rolling Bob just roll along. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, it's heavy and very sad that we have to announce that. But, short of funds, short of sponsors and all that forces us to shut down.
Times are hard.
Yep. Anyway, a lot of hacking going on out there, a lot of people ripping off. I recommend the ID Shield. It does not use Equifax like LifeLock. So, and all this computerized stuff. Folks, you gotta protect yourself. Millions of people are getting ripped off. And it's sad. You have to protect yourself. I recommend the ID Shield and it will protect you. Call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. She will explain to you and be more than happy to explain the whole thing to you. Okay? Try it out. Don't cost you nothing to find out. But protect yourself. It's a total peace of mind. Okay. So give us a call at 888 5204. Okay? So, but anyway. There's a lot of road rage going on. I witness it all over, all the time. And, you know, folks, think about it. If that person cut you off or that person got mad at you, what is getting angry at each other going to help? It doesn't make the solution any better. The problem was done. Move on. Just take your time and cool it. Okay? The other day, in the morning, there was a big accident on H1. Going west, cars were stopped, plugged up. Majority of the people had the engines running. Roll the windows down, turn the engine off. Okay? Idling the engine like that for a long period of time is really, really bad for the engine and the transmission. So save your money. Turn the engine off. Okay? Because it's going to be a long wait. Engineers, gotta put that in parentheses. Engineers that design the freeways need to get their stuff together and find, you know, alternatives to move the cars around. For instance, if you were in an elevator and the elevator stopped and could not open the doors for 4 hours, what's up with that? Not so good, yeah? Anyway, things need to be done. And if you're thinking rail, I know it won't work. I know rail won't work. We had a Frenchman come from France a long time ago and studied the people of Hawaii, the roads, and everything. And his bottom line study, rail will not work. He said government need to back out. Let the people decide on their own and bear what they can bear. Instead of government taking them by the hand and saying, well, let's go this way. Okay? But he said, because Hawaii's people don't go A to B and B to A and go other places before going to their destination, it won't work. So, I'm just giving you what that engineer had stated. Okay? And that's why Fosse did not build the rail. But now, it's being built, and it's a big burden on the tax. The other thing is, that I always bring out, is it safe? Is it being built safe? Go look at the stands, the supports that hold the rail up. Why is there shims, different thickness of shims, under all of the stands? And why is there Hawaiian design only on some of the stands? Anyway, who do we have now?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, Joe? Long time no hear. As I told Wanda the story, you know, I didn't have a phone for a long time, but finally I got one just on Thursday. And then I hear the sad, bad news that you're shutting down.
Yep.
I don't know. The people need to try help you out. Maybe donate. Maybe get other or more sponsors or something. But how's your situation getting a shop?
Not good, because all of the properties we've been looking at, they all say no automotive.
I know. I know what you're saying. You've been saying a long time the landlord's getting greedy, charging too much, everything too high. Don't really make sense to do business, but, you know, I guess business people got to do what they got to do.
Struggle
what we have, but we need to change the politics. That's the problem, the corruption, the high taxes, high cost of living, and high cost of doing business.
Well, I was in Las Vegas 3 weeks ago at the SEMA show. And you know, Bruce, I met so many of my friends that moved there, and they're all telling me move. But the same problem is happening there with the landowners saying no automotive. And the only way our local people are going there and doing automotive is they buy property. And the property
just
there,
like zippies.
the property there is cheap, Bruce.
Right. Not only, you're talking about mainland.
Yes.
Mainland. How come the mainland, the cost of living is like 20-30% lower or more, and same kind of job or position, they pay more? There's something not right with the picture here.
Well, it's because
politics.
No. It's because of the cost of the real estate. Okay.
That's another story that maybe in private I'll talk to you about that. Basically, bottom line, real estate prices is all fraud. But I'll talk to you in private about that. But you know what?
Big Island, Hilo has only...
Yeah, but you know what? We need to stay strong and change and make Hawaii the best place, or at least rivals the best on the mainland. Make Hawaii a better place to live, work, and play. Like how we used to be or how should be. But I found some shops around. I'll email you the information.
Okay.
You might want to check it out. But I know what's a big story. Everything too expensive.
Yep.
Yeah. But so the people, if you do shut down, people can email you, call you, and your website going to have information, right?
Right.
So... Don't give up, George. The fat lady never sing yet. She's just clearing her throat. Something might come up. No worry. Something might come up, especially next year. Can you briefly talk about some of the wonderful things you saw at the SEMA show?
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. Do you know any new updates of a Dream Raceway?
No. Bruce,
nothing new.
That will never come.
Well,
because there is no politician. Bruce, there is no politician that even went to a racetrack in their life.
I know. I don't know.
They will never do it.
We all know the same people, the old wannabe players that cannot.
Well, when you get off the air, I will explain about Hawaii Raceway Park.
And not only that, bring some good stuff about SEMA, and I'll hang up.
Okay.
And I'll be calling to you get off the air next month. But hopefully something good news can happen next year. So anyway, take care, George, and I'll listen on the air.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, it's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Okay, we're back rolling again. And like I was explaining to Bruce, way back, before Hawaii Raceway Park opened, all of us racers wanted a racetrack. There was one in Kahuku, but it's so far away, so hard to get to, that we hardly went there. We went there when there was a race, but they hardly had any races. Anyway, who do we have on the line?
We have Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. Sorry to hear about your shutdown there. That's too bad. I was wondering if you could repeat the name of the State Farm insurance agent that you gave last week. You said they had pretty good prices or something.
Oh yeah, State Farm.
Yeah.
It's State Farm. Yeah, in Manoa. And his name is Derek. And you want his number?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Derek's number is...
Vince is killing me.
He's very good. He's a nice guy, you know. Okay, Derek's number is 988-8808.
Okay.
And the reason I like him is because he has a special program for classic cars, old cars.
Oh, I see. It's so cheap. The rates are just for the old cars and not for regular cars.
They know he has for regular cars, homeowners, and all that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll give him a call and keep fighting the rail for as much as you can. That's the worst project in the history of Hawaii.
I know.
Can't believe they're doing something that terrible for us, to us. It's going to screw up traffic inside Honolulu once they get past Middle Street. Bad, bad news.
Yep.
What they should do is scrap the whole rail, get rid of the trains, the rails, and all of that, and use a bus system, BTR, bus rapid transit, and keep it all consistent, not do two half-assed things, you know, do half of this and half of that, and everything is just going to be really screwed up. But if it goes all bus system, they can use what they've built so far and put bus guideways on top of the structures and use the buses to go down there with express buses and whatnot.
Yep.
They wouldn't have to build all these silly rail stations. They could have ramps going down to where they could pick people up and go back up on the thing. Much, much better, much, much cheaper. Just keep fighting that rail. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. Anyway, got my last comments in there. So
thanks for the call.
Thanks for what you're doing, George.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay, now let me explain about the Raceway Park. A lot of racers and a lot of people don't understand. The old timers like Earl Char, Safari Knowles, and Jimmy Fluger, they know that getting a racetrack in Honolulu is worse than pulling teeth out of the politicians. If the project is not going to put millions of dollars in their back pocket, they don't want it. The politicians, and I don't want to knock on them, but it's sad. It's not politics for the people, by the people. It's politics for the politician. A racetrack would not give them money. Guy that came when Linda Lingle was governor and tried to reopen a racetrack. He turned around and left and told me he doesn't know how the people of Hawaii can open and operate business. Anyway, way back, we had a problem trying to get a racetrack. Then Jimmy Fluger's wife, her family owned that area. It's Campbell Estate. That was Jimmy Fluger's wife. So if the wife says, go ahead, build it, he has no cost for the land. And three pediatricians, one of them that I say was one of the best pediatricians I ever known, was Masato Hasegawa. He was a great doctor, a great man. And it wasn't about the money. It was about the human race. He's a really nice man. I got lead poisoning way back, and he helped me get over it. No costs. Find me a doctor like that today. Never charge me anything. He was one of them that was very instrumental and put money into building Hawaii Raceway Park. Okay, so when Hawaii Raceway Park went down in 2006, that was it. There will never be another racetrack for the young folks again. That's the saddest thing. Really, really sad. Because the cost of buying the land, building the racetrack, is astronomical. But not as high as the rail. So, I feel sorry for these young people. With all these young people and everybody that drives a car, it's in the blood. Okay? That's why it's called human race. Race. Okay? It was from way back, from Roman days. The human race raced everything from turtles on up. That's in the genes, in people. Okay? So, it's sad that Honolulu does not have a racetrack. Las Vegas never had a racetrack. They do now. They saw the money involved. So they built racetracks. Las Vegas is all for money. It's all about business. So all you people that go to Las Vegas to visit, to lose money, you know, that's what it's all about. The people that built Las Vegas built it in the desert. Who wants to see the desert? Nobody but a coyote. They built it, and it built out big. And it's still building bigger and bigger. But it's all about the money. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say, folks. I tried to do an ethanol project in Hawaii to help the people, because the project would have been wonderful, made from sugarcane. And they don't burn the sugarcane, they cut it. Ethanol is a very wonderful fuel. I talked to Aloha Airlines to do ethanol, run ethanol instead of jet fuel. Nobody listened. Ethanol is 4 times cheaper than jet fuel, flies 4 times farther than jet fuel. They would have survived. The fuel cost is astronomical. So when are the people going to wake up? Okay, so Henry Ford, when he made the first car, was a very smart man. He stated that ethanol is the best fuel for the world. Go check it out. Don't just believe me. Check it out. Ethanol does not damage anything. How can it damage anything if you can drink it? Ethanol is vodka. But how can it damage anything, folks? How can it eat up hoses, rubber hoses, and rust out steel and aluminum? How can it do that? You can drink it. But anyway, some parts of the freeways in Hawaii, in Honolulu, is only 9 feet wide, which is against federal regulations. But is anybody saying anything about it? That's not legal. Narrowing the lane down to 9 feet is temporary. It cannot be permanent, but it is permanent.
Maybe they're doing the exception to the rule.
There's a lot of stuff going on here, and if you, the people, would look at, wake up and watch everything that's going on, it's very sickening. And a lot of the people I talked to, my friends in Vegas that moved away, had the same feeling. They fed up with Hawaii because it's going on and it's getting worse and worse. It's just unreal. Unbelievable. I cannot stand to live in Vegas. I go there and take a shower. I feel like I never took a shower. I got to rinse with bottled water. Unreal. Anyway, that's my feelings. And people like to go there and lose money, and that's fine. I don't gamble, so I'm not interested. Now, if the water was good, I'm gone.
Maybe you just need to put a water filter on your shower.
That's what my friends all tell me. My friend Anthony General Lau lives there and he loves it. He said, forget Hawaii. Hawaii is just out of sight. So anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. I know the range of our station is not far, so tell your friends what's happening this month. This is our last month on the air, and we're going to run it all the way to New Year's, the day before New Year's. Okay? So, it's sad, but we try to help you, the people of Hawaii and the world, because we do broadcast on the internet so the world can listen. Anyway, we don't want to go off the air, but it's tough. Cannot pay the bills this way. So, anyway, it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and just another reminder, they're having a lot of people getting ripped off on the internet by identity theft. So I highly recommend you call Eileen Hines. She is with ID Shield. It's the best thing you can do. If you want to find out about it, call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. Just call her and have her explain to you what this ID Shield is all about. It's fantastic. It's the best thing out there, and it's total peace of mind by getting involved with it. Okay, go check it out. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Joy, one more thing real quick. Since you mentioned about Dr. Hasegawa, I can testify to the fact that it's all true what you said. He was my mother's physician in the 60s, and I can say he was the best doctor my mom ever had until he retired. And then I found out later, all these years back then, I didn't know, but he was a hard rider, and I found out he had an all souped up Camaro with headers and cam and all that stuff, making all that noise. He used to drive that on the street, a Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I ordered it for him.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
He used to come down to the shop all the time.
Yeah.
And he was driving a Jaguar SKE.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and when he saw the Camaro we were racing, he wanted one like that. So he told me if I could order one for him. So I did.
I got a big kick, you know, seeing this, I don't know what he was, like late 60s or 70s, with gray hair or white hair or whatever, mm-hmm. driving around in a car, you know, making all that noise. I got all thrilled, and it was funny, but I was amused and confused.
That old man was driving a 4-speed, 425 horsepower Chevy Camaro.
What size engine?
396.
Oh, wow. One of the heaviest.
4-speed. Everything built for racing. Everything built. That's the way he wanted it.
You don't see many older people, let alone doctors, doing that.
That's right.
One more thing, real quick, in the phone call is, Etzelon, when you talked about Aloha Airlines, I can attest also, I used to work for the Air Force, jet fuel, like particularly JP5, is so extremely highly toxic and corrosive. I mean, way, way, way worse than regular gasoline, and the emissions are super toxic, carcinogenic, really bad stuff. But I don't know, that's what the airlines and military planes use. But I believe you're right. If they use ethanol, the thing would be
clean.
Zero emissions, would be pure and clean, and everything would be better mm-hmm. and cheaper.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, George, talk to
Thanks,
you later.
Bruce.
Take care.
Okay.
Great, bye-bye.
Aloha. Well, the good thing with ethanol, folks, the exhaust produces oxygen. And it can give you better mileage on the plane because high altitude, there's no oxygen. ethanol contains oxygen, so it can fly high without accelerating more. The jet fuel doesn't have oxygen, so you have to throttle it more when you fly in high altitude. Okay, that's the difference. That's where it makes up the mileage. Is the ethanol, you don't have to do that. Okay? So anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? There were several stories about the Dr. Hasegawa. He was the best. He was fabulous. He was a real saint. And if I was to Celine Steve, a man like Dr. Hasegawa is a true knight. Somebody who really gets out there and does things for the people from the heart. Anyway, yes, we lost somebody in Racer Park. I don't see it ever coming back for the young folks. And if Dr. Hasegawa was alive, he would try to get it opened again or make a new one. But making a new one would cost astronomical because you'd have to get the property. So anyway, who do we have?
We have Dean from Honolulu.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, George. I was wondering if you do transmission fluid change.
Yes.
Add that hand oil.
Yes, we do.
You do? Oh, is there a number I can call you to set up something?
847.
847.
55.
55.
54.
54. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi.
Bye.
Okay. So, yes, I do still do work, and service people. You just got to call me and I can help you out. Okay? And like I said, a lot of my friends on the mainland in Las Vegas, I try to twist my arm to move there. But I love Hawaii and I'm going to try to stay here as much as I can and try to make things work. Like I said, this month is the last month for Hawaiian Automotive 101. We've been on the air a long, long time, trying to help people. We've moved stations to stations to stations because of issues that are exposed and the oil companies don't like it and pressure the radio stations. So we end up moving and moving and moving. Okay, oil companies are very strong, and they pretty much control the nation. Anyway, it's sad, but we don't have that many Saturdays left, and we're going to try to make it work, as long as we can go. Okay, but as far as the gasoline goes, the Shell gas is still the best. The 92 is registering just a hair under 92 on the tester. Okay? And Celine Steve has now switched over to the Shell 92.
On which car?
All of his cars. And he noticed the difference too. I keep telling people.
Oh, finally he switched?
Yeah, he hard head, yeah. So, finally he switched. So, he's noticing the difference. And I wish he switched earlier because he hurt his transmission on the Saline. So that's why you don't see him driving the Saline. That transmission's hurt. And very expensive. So anyway, the thing that happens is, if you read your owner's manual, especially on the European cars, folks, read the owner's manual. It states, use 92-octane gas. If not, you're going to have severe engine damage or transmission damage it does not damage overnight. It's down the road. And also hurts Lexus. There was a Lexus owner that damaged her engine. But the dealer said to use regular. She didn't have in writing, so there's nothing she could do. Okay? So read the owner's manual before you have damage.
I noticed on the mainland, the highest octane they have is 91.
It is not 91.
I know, but this posted as 91. I know. I wonder why they have 91 and not 92.
I don't know. But I tested it across America. And the 91 is testing out at 88. So, across America, I recommend putting in at least 2 gallons of E85 ethanol and then fill up with the so-called 91. The ethanol will bring it up from 88 to 91.
Well, it makes a difference adding in the ethanol, the E85.
Sure. My daughter tried it in her car and she sees the difference.
Yeah, and she's another one that's hard hit.
So
if she sees the difference, that's something.
Not as hard hit as Celine Steve. Celine Steve, I don't know. But the only thing he's not hard hit about is food. He's not hard-headed about food.
Well, he likes it all.
he eats food. He loves it. But anyway.
He's on a seafood diet.
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Terry Shintani told Steve, do not eat chicken. But that's his number one on his list. He loves chicken. Well, I don't like chicken, so I'm okay. Yeah, Dr. Shintani doesn't recommend chicken. Why? Because it's one of the causes for arthritis and knee problems. Chicken. So, anyway, but that's a little health tip on the Automotive Hawaiian or Automotive 101. It's sad, but yes, we cannot afford to stay on the air. And this is our last month. So try to pass the word so the people can get the last listening of our show. Okay? And it's the time now that we're going to tell you to please take care of each other. This is Hawaii. Bring it back to the old days. If you want to know what the old days was like in Hawaii, go to Molokai. You'll see how it was. Really, really nice. Take care of each other, don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Gentle rain, wash your cares off.